This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother...
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. They're wondering, are they live? Surely they're not going to be there here the whole week. It is Wednesday, July the 2nd, 2025. Peace to you as well, Paige.
Look at that.
I thought she was going to put the fingers and the tongue up there.
No, I stopped doing that.
You know she does the whole hand.
She just licks the palm of her hand and starts squeezing her face. So she's like,
I'm just filthy.
I want you to smother me.
Oh, man.
God.
It's the second.
How many prop bids do you think we've blown already by showing up to work?
Well, you owe me $30 because she's here.
That's true. I might have to break off that Venmo.
That's a double or nothing because it's 15 yesterday, so it doubled it to 30.
Nice.
Let the action ride.
And then. Let's see. So that was 30, but then I owe you 10 back because I knew the date and day without having to look. Because I've erroneously said the wrong date and year before, in fact.
Uh-oh.
Which is an odd way to win a bet. It's like rewarding a kid for pulling his pants up.
No different than saying the Super Bowl analyst is going to be wearing a red tie tonight. I mean, that's where you're like, all right, let's just say you – sport, it's like when people like the Wimbledon crap going on. Sure, a handful. I would say you could probably hold the amount of people that go to Wimbledon in five cars could drive there, you know, deep, five cars deep. That's all. The rest of them are there to convolute, to be seen. You know, how are they seen without social media? I never understood that. But they're there because it's the thing. And also, alcohol.
Yeah.
It's
strawberries and cream.
I'm going to keep a little running tab on how long it's been since I've drunken. Going on now, it's 12 hours.
What?
No, it's been much longer than that. I think that also, especially with beer, especially you find out about bread and like what bread is really like what bread is, not like bread like your grandma made. Well, maybe, because grandma only could work with what she could buy at the grocery store, and bread was just far different then. The point though with that, oh god, you're about to win $20. No, you're not gonna have to tell me. You're not gonna have to tell me. There's all these side bets we have. So we have to put on this facade that we like to go to events. We like to go.
Lost it.
We learned it in college, I think. I'm one of the last groupings of folks that I think was part of the pimps and hoes parties. You know, it was a time when you literally said, "This is the theme." Men dress in a very Dolomite-ish way.
Dolomite-ish. Rudy Ray.
And then women, scantily clad, and, you know, not that you could, like, hit her or anything. It was more just a theme. It was a costume.
Yeah.
We love costumes. We limit it usually just Halloween. That's when everybody gets all their sass out. But that wasn't enough, so they had to start all these other things. But
fraternity parties were fun.
What kind?
Those pimps and hoe type things. Fraternity
parties. Oh, I thought you said maternity parties are fun. I'm
hey,
like,
that would be fun.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah.
One of them can't drink.
These stupid
friends. It's a party in your honor, and you can't drink. Welcome to your bridal party. Or
that's
your maternity party.
Shower.
Well, that's only one thing people want to do now is freaking Gatsby. That's about it, really. Dress up like a...
That is pretty.
That takes...
Dapper girl.
That takes... That's an exorbitant amount of money, especially for the guy.
He's got to rent a tux.
He's got to fix his hair.
Yeah.
You know? He's got neck tattoos. He's got to cover them up. Gatsby didn't have neck tattoos.
Yeah, they didn't have
them then, no. Not in the 20s.
Not
in the roaring 20s.
Yeah, you have to talk like this, see? You got to do a little of that.
Shake your cigar like they do, you know, the classic bit. Hey, come here.
You've got to have a pocket watch with the chain going across your gut. In case the pocket watch falls, it will never fall from your person. It's always attached to you. Almost like you just got to look at it. Think about that. Cody Rhodes still does it now. Cody Rhodes, baby. He still wears it. It looks like what the little chains belly dancers would wear.
Yep.
And sit there and shake it around. And it's like, oh, no, that's what time is it? I don't know. Yeah, you do. I see your belly chain hanging there. It's connected to your pocket.
It's like there's nothing on it. Like McKees are on it. Like, this is just for show. There's no watch on here.
Linda, did you wash my pocket watch in my suit again? Well, you left it connected in there.
Then whoever came up with the chain wallet, I guess that was bikers. They kind of ripped off the pocket watch.
God, that's an interesting kind of... That's an interesting thing there, because you would think bikers, not just the fashion association of it, but also like how many of them were going down the road, and the more your butt slides in that seat, that wallet sliding up, you hit a good bump, boom, it's gone. You don't know till you get to Galveston that you lost it.
No, it's got to be a long wallet too, because you don't like folding those bills for whatever reason.
Oh, some people say it's bad luck. You got to have them straight and... matching, like, you know, face to face, back to back.
What do you
use? You're just a very OCD person.
I feel like nobody ever figured out the wallet. So what do you use? Do you have a traditional wallet, billfold?
Yeah, but I keep it in my front pocket now because of I attribute that to part of my hip problem.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, think about it. You sitting there like you about to fart in the car or wherever you at, like especially on a bench. Oh, you putting something that's, I mean, especially if it was payday, you're going to set a little further over.
Yours would fall out a lot more than, like, I would always look and see it on the floor. I'm like, why does it keep falling out?
Because it's in my back pocket, and I'm sitting here laying like this sideways, looking like I needed a V8. But meanwhile, I'm also, like, cricking my hip up and screwing up all that. I mean, that's not the only attribution to that, but it's also... hip dysplasia that the doctor did not recognize as a little baby. He was more just astounded, like, holy crap, he's 10 pounds, 8 ounces.
So that's a
oh,
big
my
boy.
God.
That's a big C, baby.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Couldn't have
so the
too big for the other spot.
The second, it gets no, like, the third, like, tomorrow, it's kind of like, you know, 4th of July Eve, in a sense. Like, you know, everybody's kind of... All right, phew. It's weird. It's just like...
Oh, everybody's going to check out.
Like, it's already... I tell you,
they got to go get their stuff to blow up the world.
Bunch of people here, what?
You know, when they light the neighborhood on fire.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the infidels.
Yeah, I hate when they put fireworks on the news. Like, quit encouraging people to buy them.
Huh. Well, I know your point of view on that.
This is...
People ask me if, like, the animals at the farm, like, freak out and... No, I mean, that part of Spartanburg County, they're used to the gunfire anyway, so it's not as special.
My goodness.
Banjo's good.
Not necessarily like crime gunfire, but like, you know, out in the country, like, let's go out here and blow off some steam.
You know, some towns are going to start their...
people do it with golf.
Yeah.
Rednecks do it with shotguns.
They're going to start their celebrations tomorrow anyway, so... A lot of people are going to go ahead and make it a long weekend.
Why is it? Because we've got weather coming, so they don't want to miss
out. Oh, here's Debbie Downer. Debbie Downer with the weather. Is it? I don't even know.
I don't want to look ahead because I don't like fireworks. So my dog.
I feel like people that are off this week are like, damn, we shorted ourselves. We should have took next week. Started it Thursday and just let the week roll.
If they were off on like Friday?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But these dumbasses took this week off.
Yeah, the week that everybody does. That's what always was. And this was before America and even South Carolina was taken over by population. But like everybody was off. And I don't know how that was, except for like grocery stores and restaurants and stuff. Those people had to work. And I take off. I salute you right now with my hand over my heart, telling you that I'm sorry that you didn't get to go shoot fireworks and stuff. Mm-mm. But everybody was all, and then what do you do? Everybody, you know, most people, that general working class then, like, where are you going?
Myrtle Beach.
Yeah. I remember you'd hit traffic when you'd get to Florence and be like, oh, God, here we go.
Lost a lot more now since they got a Bussies. You got to go there.
Yeah, that's true, too.
Before you hit the beach.
Yeah.
At that point, you've already been in the car for a little bit anyway, so you got to stop somewhere.
See, I will always be loyal to south of the border. Oddly enough. Oddly enough.
You and Kenny Powers.
Oddly enough, I will always go in there. Even it's just like my body knows, too. It's like, man, you got to go take a piss right now, don't you? Look at that. Look at that big sombrero down there. Go get it. Go to that bathroom. Get you some bowl of peanuts and some road sodas.
Yeah.
They never, I mean, you know, that's all Boosie's is. It's like how people associate their car insurance. Like, who do you have? What is it? The one with the damn lizard. Like, they don't associate the brand with the thing. So it's like, yeah, we got to go to Boosie's. But I guess now it's not in trend to wear a shirt with a Mexican on it. Is that what we're saying, people?
It's controversial.
Well, I don't know why, because I stopped there for many a years and had the time of my life.
Yeah. Well, they used to have rides, you know.
They had rides. They had petting zoos. It was literally like going to a gas station carnival.
Yeah.
For lack of a better term.
There's still mom and pops, like meet and twos, that are closed for the week. I forget about them until you drive by. I'm like, where's everybody at?
Oh, it's tradition. But then we all going to go to the same place. And then y'all could have just came to Greenville 4th of July week and just had your way with the town back then. I mean, now it's...
Oh, yeah.
You could have just came here and just went to town on Greenville.
You could have pissed off Falls Park Bridge.
They didn't have it then.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, they didn't have it. I don't know what the attraction was.
I
don't
know how far back you wanted to go.
Like, you know, now the folks said, wherever you're listening, you'll wherever you are, I don't care if you're way up in the mountains of Tennessee, you down there still listening to us in the bayou.
Tennessee saying Bucks Note, Tennessee.
We know we got some people out there in Arizona listening to us.
Michigan.
28 every day.
Washington State. People. New York State.
But you know how each city, like New York would be, I don't know. I mean, used to be the Twin Towers. But, you know, it's got this iconography of the city. Greenville now is that bridge that hasn't been there all that long. Like, people come here think, oh, that's where the printing, that's where the mill was right there, and that's where the old newspaper building was, and they used this water for the source of power and all this stuff. The bridge was never there. Before that, what was Greenville's?
There's only one.
Daniel Building?
Yeah.
Okay. But that was
for the locals, though.
Well, I know, but you didn't ever see it on, like, postcards and T-shirts and stuff.
No. Nope.
You see, like, people walking around Greenville with the bridge T-shirt, and I'm like, yo.
Somehow, downtown used to be a lot bigger, though, like in the 50s and 60s.
There was more foot space. There's buildings everywhere now.
Yep.
Buildings on top of buildings on top of buildings.
And you would go shopping downtown because there's so many. Ivy's was there. Was it Ivy's or?
Woolworth right there on the corner.
Yeah.
Yeah, you go in there and get you. You know why I loved Woolworth? The main ball cards and freaking milkshakes.
Yeah, heck yeah.
Socks too, right?
Nanny's got to do some shopping. Well, yeah, I didn't pick out socks. I also didn't live in a time when you could go get character socks.
No.
You picked a color sock. That was it. And usually it was white with circle colors at the top. I don't know what that was about. Trying to match up the colors of the two little circles, sometimes the three rings, I should say, around the socks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, up top, yeah.
Or you'd go get I want a football jersey. No specific team. I just want to get the team colors and a number on it.
Thank God you didn't want a specific one, because you were kind of at the mercy of whatever Sam Weitch had.
Whatever Sam Weitch had. That's why I had that Seattle Seahawks jacket.
Everybody had the Hornet starter jacket, though.
You wanted an NFL jacket. Looks like a varsity jacket, don't it? It's like, oh, yeah, man, this is great.
I got you, Steve Largent.
That, you know, I somewhat kind of like learned about the team because of my jacket. Because people would say, who's your favorite Seahawk? And I'm like, oh.
At least he was a Hall of Famer.
Well, that was the only one I could ever say because I didn't really know any other ones at that point.
Go Hawks, Matthew.
We weren't allowed to keep our high school jerseys either. We had to turn those back in.
Yeah, that's.
They give them to you Thursday after practice. You can wear to school on Fridays, on game days. But
and but the choice to purchase it at the end of the year, like. And people did. People did. And those same people spent like $500 on high school rings. And it's just stuff that you buy in the moment that you're like, I will treasure this forever. I think you're selling yourself short by doing things like that. You're like, this is as far as I'm going.
Yeah. Dude, man, the year I played, we had nice black ones. And we're like, can we please wear these every game? I'm like, nope. Can we please buy them? Not for sale.
What were they?
They were nice black jerseys.
Jerseys
like new ones.
Nice.
Oh, we had the red and the white ones, like, but the sleeves were down past your forearm. Like, you don't want these.
Oh yeah,
why
but
you
wearing these? I tucked mine under my shoulder pads just to like show off my biceps
your
more.
Curves.
Yeah, well, it was the wrong kind, man. I mean, it ain't a good kind now either, but it's less curve, I guess. It's the same road, just less curve, more straight and narrow.
Well, guys, I'm wearing curve right now.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, I remember curve.
I usually wear that Kuala cologne.
Are you wearing? Are you wearing gold curve or black curve?
Oh, well, I don't know. Are you allowed to?
You
know what I found out about? Because I wore curve forever, and it took me. I don't know if they started with a green bottle, but the last time I had it, Hey Baby would buy me that every year for Christmas.
It was cost effective.
Yeah. But the glass was just white glass or clear glass, and the label around it was green.
So I don't remember that one. I remember the gold bottle, and then it was that and cool water.
And it would also always come with like some little accessories that you'd end up losing.
God, man, I cannot remember the last time I wore cologne.
Get the gift box.
It seems real pretentious, cologne. Like, why are you wearing it?
Because it makes you
really
smell good.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you're. You're going against the way I think about a lot of things right now.
Oh, I do. I do have my favorites that makes people smell really sexy.
See, you're wearing it for women, right? So don't notice you.
Women dress for women. Psychology has figured that out.
Sometimes.
Especially with the cleavage. You're like, look, ladies.
Sometimes it's for men.
Psychologists say that women enjoy getting, when they dress to impress, they enjoy getting compliments from women more than they do men.
Yeah.
Is it like an icebreaker or just?
It's just like because they're not doing it to maybe be banged. They're not looking for cat calls and stuff.
No, you're just,
but if another woman says, girl.
You got style.
She's, but then, and I've never had someone say that to me, girl, you're looking good tonight. But you
girl,
almost feel
you're
like.
You're looking good tonight.
Thanks, girl. But I feel bad because I haven't said that about you yet. Now I feel like I have to now.
You don't have to.
I'm going to look away, Dixieland.
God, maybe with guys, that's how it was with jerseys. Like, you see a number 18, you're like, oh, you got that Nick Manning jersey. That's cool, man.
Nick.
Let me go.
Yeah, you're right about dudes. You can't shop for them. It's not as easy.
No, because, like, the way I feel about lingerie, I love it. But, like, only for a brief moment. Take it off.
Yeah, just look at it, and you're like, you know.
It's gift wrap.
Pretty much.
And what a gift it is.
Women love wearing that stuff. Like, I don't,
lingerie's nice.
Yeah, like you don't need to be in it for like an hour. Like, okay, you like it. Like, you know,
well, they smartened up to realize that, you know, they're just going to rip the crotch out of these things anyway. So they put them in little. I love them, not personally wearing them, but. Well, not personally, but I like when a woman will wear those, like, what do you call them? It's like a cat suit, body suit.
Uh-huh.
But it's not the legs. It's just, and it goes high up on the hips.
Well, like Spanx or what?
I don't know.
What is that?
It's like see-through. It's like nylon, but it's like, you know, the sleeves will be there, and it'll just go down to one.
Oh, yeah, it's like a bodysuit.
French cut thing. Oh, man. God.
I would say leotard, but that's not appropriate.
Well, that's not
don't do it.
Yeah.
Is it made by Legs with two Gs?
I don't know. Oh, man, don't get me started on that.
Shout out Bilo back in the day.
I facilitated myself for the first time to a pantyhose thing. It was three women, and they were wearing pantyhose. And they had on panties, or at least covering up the privates. But they were topless with their arms crossing over, as seen here. Ooh. Look into your radios. You'll see it. Like they put an X over, and then they're turning, looking over the over their shoulders at the camera.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you see a little bit of cleave.
A little bit, and I remember taking that little cardboard thing to my room.
Well, you had that in the service merchandise catalogs. A lot of chicks
Sears,
and bras.
Sears, man.
Sears was your porn.
See, dude, they sold bras and stuff in there.
I mean, there were tan bras, but still.
Yeah, fine.
You can see a little like, all
flesh tone.
She's working with something. And it was never any fat women either, so you didn't have to worry about that.
I know. That's what the early 2000s was.
That's ironic how you hate women that are overweight.
They screened it for you back in the day.
Hey, you wouldn't say hate. It's a preference. You don't prefer that. But you're fine that people do.
Yeah, it's just an easy target to rag on, I guess. I'll look at any woman naked, you know.
Just go for the ugly. Because when you say ugly, it doesn't always mean the face. It can mean her attitude. Her disposition. She ugly.
I think my attitude toward women is different than most people's.
Like that's true. You forgive a lot where I would be saying, mm-mm.
I don't immediately sexualize a woman. Like, I more see it as like a busting balls type thing. Like, but I just don't really think about sex first. It may come eventually.
Yeah, but I thought we had that conversation. When you see a woman, whether you're in a relationship or not, there's this immediate yes or no thing that goes off in your head.
Yeah.
So that is sexualizing.
It is.
It's just a natural like reaction.
It's instinctual, right?
I feel like it's but it's not like, is this person nice? It's
you don't think about
would
it.
Would you?
Yeah. Do you have to have sex with a nice person though? Because
no, I've had sex with some bitches.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. And they would probably say they've had sex with dickheads.
Or you'll be like, oh, that chick's hot. I wonder if she's got.
You know, I've been with a guy that acts like a bitch. It'd be like, you're a bitch.
Dudes can be bitches.
Oh, yeah.
I've called people the wrong words that were not associated with those
stop
words.
Stop being a bitch. Get on the plane.
Yeah.
You know, women will guess if dudes are, you know, hung. Do you ever guess if a woman, you know, have a similar situation going
on? Yeah, because sometimes I've known friends that have said, oh, he was so perfect, but so not perfect, and if you know what I mean.
Yeah, but what's the female thing to that like?
Like you got a big you got a big Montana, or you got a paper cut. Like what are we working with?
Oh Lord!
It's like Goldie Blinks. It has to be just right for fat boy.
The sun is rising right now. Open up the beef curtains and let the sun shine in.
Not too little. This one is just right.
That's what I mean about the ball busting part of it. You're like you're wondering like, hey, what are you working with, chick? You got to
I think you just
got a wad of bubble gum. What's going on?
You probably just start talking about, you know, sex toys and stuff. And then she's like, you know, I got the Magnum or whatever you'd call it.
Lay up.
I'm like, whoa, all right, cool.
Look at old football nipples over here.
I was wondering why you're sitting in damn it, what's it called? There's a brand name for them. I call them hemorrhoid chairs.
Oh, donut.
Donut.
Donut pillow?
Yeah, donut pillow. Here we go.
Okay.
You can tell this is all improv, can't you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, give you some a-hole relief.
You know, speaking of the second today, and I'll go ahead and give you a little timestamp if we work at it here in about an hour. It's the Let Freedom Ring of Fire. Get it?
Oh, that's good.
Let Freedom Ring of Fire.
Of fire.
You know, because freedom. Because fourth.
Well, this is fun to play games. I haven't really played in a while.
And freedom. What does it mean? We're taking some freedom.
We are.
Because
we're taking yours if you came here illegally.
Liberties are freedoms.
You know, liberty can stay. Liberty can have liberty. Liberty.
Liberty, liberty. Go Devils.
It's Biberty.
We're neighbors become friends. They still talk about you behind your back.
You think people that like work with somebody from Liberty, they say, so what's it like life down there in Biberty?
Probably, God. It got way too much traction than it ever should have for that stupid marketing. But it stuck.
Dude, again.
I didn't know what an emu was.
Little talking lizard. I know. Everything's got to have a character. Everybody's got to have a theme. That was the original point, is people that like to gamble will gamble on more than just the game. They'll bet on, will the coworker say the wrong date?
And you let it ride.
Will they wear not only a shirt and a hat representing a now defunct team that was sent to Mississippi? And those that know, know. I'm not going to explain it any further, but go Braves.
Should have gave him an awning at least.
Should have. Also, speaking of the Freedom, we're taking Freedom to, normally Best Damn Audio is one segment, but we're like, you know what? Let it go. Let's have fun. Well, I've got like five. Well, I've got like six. Well, let's do two breaks of Best Damn Audio. And that's called Freedom, my friends. And we will have to stop and play some songs and commercials in between. Yeah. That's where the damn man gets us.
You might pee yourself a little bit when you hear some of this stuff.
I mean, you literally should probably go on and put on the Depend now, or just go ahead and just listen while on the toilet. Yep. It would be advised.
I would.
Paige, what is up in the Plex?
Oh, boy. Well, have I got a story out of California for you about this guy that was busted because his car was loaded down with something that was a dead giveaway, and he's busted. If he was going to do something, there's no way he's getting out of this traffic stop.
It's not going to be what you expect.
No, but she said dead wrong, and I'm wondering if we're playing off the word dead, so I'm thinking it's a body.
Oh, that's a good guess.
Yeah.
I was going to say people.
Because she comes from TV, and TV, they give you the more, they call them 80-20s, where they give you a little bit of like what's going to be, but they leave it very mysterious, like, you'll never believe what this local trucker ran over and then backed up and ran over it again. We'll tell you tonight at 6.
Whoa.
You don't know what it could have been.
Uh-oh.
All right, so tune in tonight at 6, but stay here next to find out what was this guy was dead wrong about in your Rise Guys headlines. Morning, everybody.
Hey, P1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone. Headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric. You know, when you look in a car, there's some clues, and something can be a dead giveaway.
A dog?
Yes.
Or a Garfield on the window? Little. Mm-hmm.
Bunch of. I tell you what, I get pissed when I see a dash full of little rubber ducks and it ain't a Jeep.
Yeah, you like you start.
It's only for you. Jeep people.
Yeah, give me these.
Even the Grand Cherokee's doing. I'm like, your Jeep technically, but you're not.
Oh man, boy, you bringing back memories because I had a Jeep Wagoneer, and I remember there was a local. It wasn't like an official group or whatever. It was like, dude, it went down to the. Used to be down there near Riverside High School. Off of 29, it was just—it's like small-time gulches.
Oh, okay.
It was, and everybody would go out there, and it was like a little informal Jeep club. And I felt like several members of the group didn't like my Wagoneer being a part of it.
Oh.
So I get it, though. I get it. Looking back, I was not a Jeeper.
Not four-wheel drive enough for them.
Oh, I had four-wheel drive. I also had shag carpet inside.
Oh.
It was an 84.
Look at you.
The kids still go to
wood grain.
The kids still go to Greer Drag Strip on Thursday nights and race. We used to back in the day.
That would be fun.
I don't know.
Is that still a thing?
That was where my daddy was raised and where my grandma lived as she died, but I haven't been back since.
That place is full of Civics. I like street races like that.
That's what it was.
That's where I learned to shoot a gun was at the Greer Drag Strip.
If you had a CRX with some Flowmasters, you're going to be at the Greer Drag Strip.
Sunday after church, learned to shoot a gun. Shot a 380, first gun I ever shot.
Hitting, I don't know what that means, but did you hold it sideways?
Oh, no, I didn't hold it sideways. It wasn't even a thing then. Yeah, I had Coca-Cola cans.
It wasn't a thing. New Jack City hadn't come out yet.
I wasn't making a political statement shooting the Coca-Cola cans either. It was just a target.
Yeah, that's what we did. Practice. That's more like, mountain folk do that. All right, so these cops pulled over this guy. He was swerving around the road. And they thought it may have been intoxicated when they looked in his car and they found that his car was loaded with empty beer cans. We're not just talking a few. We're talking a ton.
Going out tonight, so are we.
Going out tonight, exactly. So he did have a Bud Light can in his cup holder. Then they found more than 70 empty cans of Bud Light floating around his SUV.
Damn. Floating?
Just...
Literally like the commercial?
That would be great.
I thought it was piss, but it was beer.
It was beer.
The whole thing of liquid just oozes out.
I would have said, officer, I'm going to the recycling center. Didn't have no bags.
Is there an olive in here, sir?
However, they did give him a breathalyzer.
Oh, God.
Test.
What do you have,
9.33? He was more than three times the legal limit, whatever that is right now.
0.08? So 0.24 or higher. Of course, that what state?
It's in California, so I don't know exactly what
Yeah, I don't know what theirs is.
Let's get a little wilder out there. No.
They're not tolerant at all. You get pulled over for that, you're probably going to go to jail.
Damn, Gavin, I can't figure you out.
Oh, Monsieur.
So they arrested him for drunk driving and driving on a suspended license, and it turned out that it was suspended because of another recent DUI charge, so he had a really bad problem. So hopefully this will work.
He needed one of them steering wheels. You got to blow into
the lock points. Yeah.
He should have called Rob. Now Rob couldn't help him because he's not licensed in California, but he could help him find
but
somebody.
You know what's good about that though? I was talking to somebody about this the other day, because just because the station down there decided to go in a different direction and fire us, Rob would still get emails and stuff from people who, people will still listen to us. There's apps and podcasts and stuff. But anyway, they called him and they're like, hey, we're down here near, it wasn't Baton Rouge, just somewhere around there. And he's, he said, well, it's funny you say that. I don't practice there, but I have an associate that does. And he's good. I mean, so I'm saying just because you listening to us in Georgia, North Carolina, wherever.
Yep.
North Carolina, raise up.
Michigan, Washington State, New York State.
Put your shirt on. It's hot outside. Right. You're going to get blistered.
You're going to get sunburned.
Well, if you're going to fly real quickly, you should maybe use some powder or something because you can get flagged with swamp crotch.
Oh.
Yeah, if you have excessive moisture, you should be careful of that before you try to get on a plane.
Hmm. What if that's popular with Florida State Seminole fans?
Boo!
Yeah, if excessive sweat anywhere on your body can apparently trick the machines. So an expert explained it has something to do with the...
What if she's just aroused? Like it's a hot TSA agent.
So are there many of those?
That's awful to say. Probably not.
Like, I don't remember seeing any of it, like, you know, dudes that look like me.
No.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I have. I've seen, yes, I have. They have a lot of TSA guys. It's basically like mall cops that work at airports.
So you might want to dry everything off before you try to go through those scanners because you could get flagged. The swamp crotch, that according to the TSA.
That sounds like another excuse. Right here near 4th of July, you're stripping another freedom away. You can't sweat.
Yeah. Uh-uh.
Turn the air on in this damn airplane.
Dry out your nether regions and you can get on the plane.
People are going to be doing handstands in front of the air dryers in the bathrooms trying to dry their crotches off.
Oh, my God.
You on acid over there. Now I got swamp ass. Oh, I don't want to be placed on a terrorist list.
Can you imagine?
Uh-oh.
Being on a terrorist list? No, I can't. I'm an American.
No, getting being too.
And I'm proud to be one.
At least I know you're free.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And I won't ever.
And that girl that says it's not just my crotch stinks, whatever she says. That's what that reminds me of. Before you get on the plane.
More than just my armpits stink.
You know, I've noticed. I want you to play it again, but not yet. To tell me that I've wondered at the end, is it another lady that's going, or is it Scooby-Doo? Listen. Listen.
More than just my armpits stink.
That's Scooby.
That might be. I'm Peggy.
I
could have told you that. We're chasing our ghost. You're thinking of.
All right. Well, I'm Paige, and those are your eyes, guys.
Thanks so much, Paige. Fat Boy, was there anything going on in sports? Is everybody just chilling, waiting for fireworks and stuff?
Well, you know, NBA free agency is going on, but that's really nothing to
NBA draft
talk about. You know, there's this is an odd setup for a celebrity fight that might be a bit the entire time. This is.
They all are.
Yeah, but this is like from like, you know, conception to visualization, this is like, oh, okay. You're working us all. We'll tell you who it is. It's only one celebrity. That's the thing about it. It's a celebrity fight, but it's one celebrity. So it's two people fighting, but you only know one of them.
This is like one of those porns where like the star will go to a convention and draw a name and then sleep with that person on video.
Really odd how this whole thing unfolded.
Is like, the one celebrity worth it though?
Is it Bonaducci?
Or is it the one that...
See, here, that's the twist. It's a celebrity athlete.
Ah.
So that person's going up against some regular Joe.
Okay. I don't know, but I want to write it down and see.
Okay.
Because I've seen this person kind of trolling a little bit, maybe. Is that who it is?
No.
Oh, it's not Jose Canseco.
But his name might come up later.
Ooh.
We're
going to
play his, just your ass thing.
We're going to play one of his hit songs later for Fat Boys Rejoins. All right. Sports next. Good morning. Everybody.
You can't hide P1 Pride.
Rise Guys really is what does it for me.
This is P1 Pretty Girl 87.
This is P1 Crazy Ass White Boy.
Hey, P1 Rebel Chick.
Oh! Become a P1
at theriseguys.com.
Yes! This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Rise Guys Sports brought to you by Bojangles. Shout out to Everlast for strumming his guitar all the way into sports.
How about, hey man, no one end the song already.
That's why you had a heart attack. You worked too hard. Relax, buddy.
He told me what it's like 50 times.
This is
boy, so, Regis Philbin on your hand.
I know what it's like already. So this is an obvious bit, the celebrity boxing match. Let me tell you how it started. Two people are playing in a card game a couple months ago. They get into a fight with each other. This happened in May. So the one guy, he's a poker player named Joe Baby Joe Castaneda. The other guy was a running back for the University of Oklahoma. He almost broke Eric Dickerson's single season yardage record as a Minnesota Viking.
Wow. AP.
It is Adrian Peterson. They got into a fight. It was well publicized. It was on camera. So then they get an offer from a celebrity boxing promoter. And the poker player Castaneda said, you know what?
Poker player.
Poker player. I got to look at my cards here. He said he would do it if the price was right. Adrian Peterson said, you know, he's listening. Hasn't officially agreed to it yet. But they want to do it this fall. So you know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
They're going to offer it. Nobody's going to buy it, but I imagine they'll try to build a card around it. But it was a work from the beginning. The first fight wasn't real.
What? Yeah, I mean, that's like you have to be very – you have to have national investment in that, meaning like people giving a damn. Like,
right. Yeah, and they really want with AP.
Well, not even him, but like he's fighting a poker player. Like, okay. Like if Dole Brunson was fighting freaking Bob Barker.
Yeah, that's.
I don't know that. I'd be interested in catching the highlights on Instagram, but I would not buy it.
Like, who's the undercard?
Whose face is going to get broken first? Because you don't think either one of them are boxers.
It's going to be Richie Incognito versus, you know, Chris Moneymaker. Maybe they'll show that fight. Whoever else plays poker.
God.
Phil Hellmuth, would he fight somebody?
Phil Hellmuth. Oh, man.
He had to wear his glasses.
God. Out. I used to watch that on Spike. Whatever, it wasn't World Series of Poker, was it?
Was that Poker After Dark?
Poker After Dark.
Yeah. One of those they showed.
Yeah, I was like, God, I mean, I don't even fancy myself a poker player. I just like the reality spin on it or whatever.
Who's Andy Duke's brother. I forget his name. He's a big dude. Like, he could probably win a fight. Howard, is it Letter? Is that his name? I haven't watched poker in years, man. I forget all the, like, major stars.
What's her name?
Andy Duke.
Oh.
Maybe it's Borshin. I can't remember what her
David?
Last name is.
But I don't know.
Not the ball player. We out of here.
Blue Devils?
Just to show you. There's always this celebrity boxing match around the corner, and they're going to build a whole card around it.
Yeah.
Who would you like to see? Maybe we find somebody. Why can't we do it locally? You did Dancing with the Upstate Stars. Let's do
Well, they didn't invite us to that.
Let's do Upstate Fights.
They always do that with
– I'll fight Bill Love.
They
Or I'll fight you know, Bill Ellis. We'll fight them both. Triple threat.
You know what? I would say that I would stand toe to toe with anyone in this town in radio. I'm trying to think now.
Yeah. Who could they put? Who could they put? Or you know, it going to news too. It could be news TV. You know.
Is Pam Phillips still on the air?
Nah, I think he retired.
I was gonna whoop that ass.
I don't want to fight Mark Whiteman, but I would if I had to. You know.
J.D. Hayworth, your fat ass to Greenville. No, I don't. I liked him. I met him when he was a politician and the weatherman.
I don't want to be doing a fight and then Chris Justice does run in and starts beating me up. So I don't want to fight Chris Justice.
I don't want to give Jeff Hart a heart attack.
What if he knocks you out?
A literal one.
He'd be a knockout.
I think Chris Justice probably would. If he caught me right, he'd knock me out.
Yeah, but his eight kids would come whoop your ass afterwards.
That is true. He'd probably, you know, throw an apple. Like, he'd put an apple in my mouth because that's his signature. Justice right. Orchard.
You know, we're sitting here name dropping all these people. They probably don't even know who we are. I'm fine with that. I mean,
if I email you 20 times a day, you should be able to put a face with a name, right?
Well, that's stalkerish, creepy, weird.
Is it stalkerish or is it networking?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Hey, you know what, though? Social media can produce nice networking sometimes.
That is true.
I don't want to say it yet, but I was showing Fatboy a direct message I had with someone the other day. And I was like, wow. That's. Oh. You remember?
Yep, yep.
Did you save the number? Yes, you did.
I might have.
I would have.
Just as a backup.
Yeah.
What if something gets deleted?
If I lose my phone.
Would you pay to watch Paige and Beth Bradley fight each other? That'd be front row.
No, they would know.
Where'd you get a friends?
They'd have to.
I don't know.
Friendships aside.
I don't know her, but Paige would like.
I couldn't hurt her.
She would just sit there and let's have a hug off instead.
Let's go drink some wine. Let's
Amy Wood, brunch. Carol Clark, I know you two are good buddies, and I'm pulling back the curtains, but you should fight each other.
Nigel Robertson, you son of a gun.
He works out, too.
No, I like Carol, too. I don't
watch it like I used to. Oh. Jack Roper.
Oh. He's a big
I'm going to make my fist disappear, and you know what I mean.
Hey, he's a good 6'3", easy.
Well, I think a good gust of wind and blow him over, though.
Would you fight Jamarcus Gaston right now? You had to.
You know, for
charity.
He does a lot of yoga. He'd probably beat your butt.
I don't want to mess up his good suits.
He better not beat my butt.
The Odyssey app's got you covered with all things Rise Guys. Listen live and on demand to the Rise Guys on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.